This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Like the Beis Hashem Yisbarach, speak about an Indian, it's very practical, something that's Negeya, pertains to everyone, Ashkafa that's Kedai, to understand and to learn. It's based on understanding our going down to Mitzrayim and the Yosef, what his role, what his job was in the Yerida of Yaakov to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk tells us clearly that Yosef HaTzadik was sent Ki Lemichya Shlochani Hashem Aleichem, that the Eibishter, where Yosef tells a message home to his father and his brothers, it's Lemichya Shlochani Hashem Lefneichem. Yosef's job was to speisen, in Yiddish Zokrim to speisen, which means to give sustenance, to support the family when they come down to Mitzrayim. If you notice in the Pasuk, you state, Perik Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Mamish at the end of Parshas Vayigash, Vayichalkel Yosef is Aviv. Yosef at Gegeben, Speis, sustenance. Es Aviv, Es Echav, Es Kol Beis Aviv, Lechem Lefi Atav. Right, according to the children. L'chayre, the Pasuk is very much Ba'arichis. The Pasuk is Ma'arich a lot. There's Arich. Vayichalkel Yosef Es Aviv, Ves Echav, Ves Kol Beis Aviv. The Gebenes and the Mishpacha of Asepis, the Tatem, the brothers, the Beis Aviv, and again, Lechem Lefi Atav. What is the Pasuk stressing so much? Vayichalkel Yosef is his mishpachta. Yosef gegeben essen. He was supported the family. And the kasha, which might even be stronger of a kasha. What's the chiddush? It's a great chiddush. Yosef melech Mitzrayim at the chalz. He has everything. The tate kumt. Invited to Mitzrayim. He's not going to give him to eat. The Pasuk daf. The Pasuk has to go out of its way to stress and to teach. Vayichalkel Yosef es Echav, es Aviv, es Echav, es Kol Beis Aviv. Well, Vaz Vilminda, what would we think if the Pasuk wouldn't tell it to us, that the Pasuk has to stress it and be marich on it? Marabesai, Hildachzach, that this Pasuk is a very important pasuk, and fakert, it's not just agavulcha b'zalvisin that we should know that he supported the family. There's a limud. As soon we'll see from Chazal and Rishenim, the pasuk lantuz epis. Vas lantuz, what is the pasuk teaching us? Vas vilda dar pasuk. So it's important to begin with an interesting chazal. Chazal say, Medrash Tanchuma, Nara Yisi Vegam Zokanti, Veloira Yisi Tzadik Nezov, Vizari Mevakish Lachem, we say it in benching. Says the Medrash, Eina Kodesh Bachu Oizav Tzadikim Bishasarav, when there's hunger, the Rebbeinu Shleim takes care of the tzaddikim. Not only them, loy lahem, there's no hunger not for them, v'loy livneyem, and not to their children, that's v'zarei, even the children, are all taken care of. How? When there's hunger that comes to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misakel LeMeheichem Yichyu. The Rebbeinu Shleilem pre-plans. He pre-plans a mahalach. Vimez Olah B'Panasa. The way they should be able to get their food. Misakel. He sets up for them a matziv. That's how they talk today. Set up for them a matziv. V'chein Yaakov. Sok the Medrash. This is what we see by Yaakov. Kishabar Rav. Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYosef Sheyichalkenu B'Mitzrayim Shenemar. This pasuk VaYichalk LeYosef. So the Medrash is telling us that this pasuk VaYichalk is not Stam HaGavurcha. Gerada, you should know that he was Mefarnes his family. Fakert VaYichalk LeYosef is the plan of the Eibishter to be Mechalkel. This was predestined. VaYichalk LeYosef. This pasuk, Meichal Kol Yosef, is the pshat that the Rebbeinu Shleilam plans, he sets up, as the tzaddikim, their kinder zolun haben, as, if you look at the Achreinim, Rabbi Sol Salanta speaks about the Chassam Sefer, Chassidish Yisrama, very much marich, that Yosef was the tzinor, or the shliach, no matter how you want to phrase it, but Yosef was the tzinor, was the pipe, so to speak. That the Rebbeinu Shloilam set up Mezen u'mefarnes Yankim b'tzayim mishpacha. He was the shliach. So we have to understand the pasuk that this is not stam that Yosef. This is what he did in Mitzrayim. This is a mahalich in panasit. When you read the pasuk. It gives us to understand what is Panasa, der Tzinor. How does the Rebbeinu Shleilam shik Panasa, the Klal Yisra, upload in the Pasik? This will give us a tremendous Hashkafa Rabbi says, you'll soon will see, there's important to understand what is Panasa Bayit. How does one look at Panasa? How does one understand the way the Rebbeinu Shleilam has refined his people? So I want to begin, Rabbi Isai, that the Arichis in the Pasik is Bedavka. That's why the Pasik goes out of its way, Vayichalkel Yosef. But L'chay, Rabbi Isai, Dap in Fregin, we find in benching, all places, three different Lashonis for Parnosa. Zon, Umefarnis, Umechalkel. Yeah, no. Did anyone ever think, what's the difference between Zon, Mefarnes, or Mechalkel? Benchtach. Mention the different Nuschayis. What's the difference between Zon, Mefarnes, or Mechalkel? Yad Rabbi Yisrael. We get learning the sugya from Panos. How does Panos, what is Panos? What? Oh, really? Didn't know that. Zonu Mefarnes is begadim. In Benchim, we mentioned begadim. In begadim. Vukum begadim in Benchim. Chazat Tayreid. I have a hard time arguing with you. What does it mean, Zonu Mefarnes Mechalka? What are the three different nuscheis? Rabbeis, you'll come out of the shir enlightened. Because we need to understand vos meint zon, vos meint mefarnes, vos meint mechalkel. Hasinage yedel, minut von yedel, tag von yedel mensch. Rabbeis, there's a machlekes what the word mechalkel means. We're going to leave the word zon and mefarnes maybe for a different shir. We can talk about Mechalkel. Why are we going to talk about Mechalkel? Because that's Vayichalkel Yosef. And we're learning that it's not just Grada Yosef gave to eat. Yosef, this is the Tzinoir. This is how the Rebbeinu Shloilam is Mefarnes. He prepared the Parnosa through Yosef. Rabbi Shaul Salanta speaks so beautifully. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains that usually the Mekabel has to come to the Nisan. The Mekabel needs to come to it. Sagt er, wenn der Rebbein Shalom's Mefarnis verkehrt, er schickt der Nisan, ein Chalk will Yosef, that Yosef was the one to give. Yosef is the one that was sent to Mitzrayim in advance. As Ezel Zayna Mefarnis, as Ezel Kabisol Salanta, and he says, he brings from a posig, it's like Geshem. Geshem, the Rebbeinu Shloilam, sends Geshem to the earth. We could speak a lot about this point, but I'm trying to bring out that this is not just Grad Agavuchadik. It happens to be that Yosef gave to eat his family. No! Samahalach. And how Panosa works. What is Mechalkel? So there's a Machlekes. The Goyin in the Siddur, in the Machzeirim, whenever it says Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, so we find the same lashon, Mechalkel Chayim. Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. What's made Mechalkel? So the Goyin, Ki Kilkel Nemer Al Tzimtzum HaParnoseh. Kilkel is said about the Tzimtzum a little bit. This Kreifim Matonis Tzimtzum. Small amount, Tzimtzum HaParnosa. Kimai, Vayechalkelem Yosef Lechem Lefi Atof. Tell me, Alechem Lefi Atof, what does the Pasuk want? What does the Pasuk mean, Lefi Atof, according to the Kindalach? On the Teretz is Kindalach Essen, Zeh Winzig. Small amounts. Vayechalkel Tzimtzum. Help. So Yosef was not giving them big amounts. Sometimes you have a father, he's very rich, and he gives the kids tons of money. Then you have a father who's like, nay, nay, nay. Every week you'll come, you'll get what you need. Mitacheshbin. They'll go you out, Michalkel, mate. Bitzimtzum. Little bit. As needed. Tzimtzum. Bari in the Siddur. Shar HaSuchos Kuf Samech Aleph. Bari learns that it means Fakert Mechalkel with a lot, with Shefa. Punkt Fakert von Goyen. The Goyen learned Mechalkel meint Tzimtzum. Bari learned Mechalkel means lots, with great chef. I read you the Lashon of the Arizal. Vayichalkel shehu miloshin mechalkel chayim bechesed. The same thing like the Goyin, the Pasuk, mechalkel chayim bechesed, that we say in the davening, same Pasuk. Shehu kli b'toich kli, mechalkel, say kelim, mechalkel, kli kli, a kli b'soich kli, b'chines hashpa b'ribui. But the hashpo is lots. Al yidei kelim mikelim shayinim from different pots. You never know where the pot will run it. Velcha tepale kum the panose. Kelim mikelim shayinim. Kelim was missing. From velcha tepale kum the panose. Kelim mikelim shayinim. Michal kel tve kelim. Shayinim is different. Huh? It's Megill. He's using the quote of Michalkel, Kalim, Mikalim, Shainim. And that's Michalkel, Kli, Kli. Two Kalim. Kli, beside Kli. Which means different Kalim. It's Michalkel, Kli, Kli. Shainim means different. Huh? No. Shainim means different. It's a Jewish Chazal. It's a Jewish Chazal, but the Pasha means different. Shayinim. Yidalach, yeah, Shayin Arizal, Shayin Vigol, da, Machlekes. So we have an argument between the Goyin and Arizal. Now, Let's understand, was is der Teich lefi hatof? What does it mean, lechem? It's a gegeben essen. Was is lechem? Breit? Lefi hatof. So Rashi says, lefi hatof. This is an interesting chiddush. Lefi hatzarech lechol b'nei beisam. It means a lot. Interesting, huh? Doesn't mean a little. It means a lot. Lefi hatof, according to Rashi, means for the ganze hois, for the ganze stub. Frag the sifse chacham, which is really a mizrachi, but I don't understand. If it means lechol b'nei beisam, so why does it say lefi hatof? Tof is doch the kinderlach. So then why is it chol b'nei beisam? Are the beis, are the tof? Man can doch nicht sein beide. Sog da achidu schnifle. And anyone who has children will identify with this. Zokter, because derech hatav hu lefarach rechem shalei letzairich. You ever sit at the table after a Shabbos table, the challah who sedak kinder, mekenah filish to harum ram. You can't even clean the table. They tzabrekel. They make everything crumbs. Tzabrekel. They make crumbs from everything. Shaloi letzayrich for no reason. They play with the challah, no. Shaloi letzayrich. Ezok the Mizrahi. The Amar. And that's what it means. Lefi atof. Shaf lefi tzayrich atof. Shedakin lefarer. He gave even enough for the children. Zolkenzach lefazak machin crumbs and unpatch given when you don't have enough. You're very careful. Don't waste any food. Don't waste any, even the crumbs get carefully eaten. And that's shalafi atof. See, feel was the kinderlach. Can I fashmutzig in the table was echt good. That's shat lechol b'nei beisa. Yeah. But the sipun and lamp nitazeh. Lefi atof meant verkehrt, very little. Why? Zok de sipune lefi atof, av apisha yibiyade labs lemazai. He had a lot, zok de sipune. He could have given a lot. He could have given a lalche, kiyara melech, the chagaya kenik. He could have given everything. Bemida maspekis, still, noslem bemida maspekis. So he gave just what they needed. Why? So he says the reason. Bizman shatziba shari b'tzar. The Maisa, they were hungry in Mitzrayim. And just because he was privileged, Yosef, and the family was privileged, doesn't mean looks of him. Luxuries. I mean, not everyone has the luxury. Not every. It's a big lesson in life. Like nisht alle mention of the black hub and the luxus. Maybe a person should talk and minimize a little bit. So we have here basic machlekes. Was it a lot or a little? Machlekes. Lechem lefi atof. That's what the hemshech is. Loit Rashi. Lots. Asach. Loit sipuna. But with a reason. What was the reason? Mentions it's in Bitzah. Sure. Mentions it's in Bitzah. The Shla of Pasik Zaptanander de Hev. The Shla says no. The reason why he gave like the Sipunas Mahalich just a little bit. Well, das is Azeidaf bin Leben. Daf nish Leben mit Kriegen Asach. Versammeln asach, da cheshben what you need and not more. Sipuna learns, weil sie the shchenim, the people around, they're hungry. The shla learns, das is the recite from vaychalka. The rabbinic shla learns mechalka pshat, da cheshben. It's not going to be, you know, zakas gisach, it's valgitzach geld, but the keshen, it doesn't work that way. Okay. Now that Pesach, let me to tell you over a pelitik azach. And I think there's a chsam sefer that says this is said. that Panosser, the Rebbeinu Shlom schickt, as I even read that we speak with the Cheshbon. It has to come what you need, when you need it, how you need it. We're talking later, people, whatever. Fazam lasach kel today mo. You're going to learn. It's not my words, it's some sefer. But it does nish the mahalach. That's not how it works. Let me read you a peladig of some sefer. Mamish a pelad of eifaisi, the shmak. Shmak. So far, what do we cover? Birchas hamazon a bissel, eh? Zon, mefaz, mechalkel. Let me learn a bissel nishmas, yeah? Berav zantonu. Ubisova kilkaltonu. So berav zantonu, I understand, mit hunger. When it was hunger, he gave us to eat. What's bisova when mis given zat kilkaltonu? As mis zat, what's mean kilkaltonu? Bisova kilkaltonu. So the parshup shot means, das is given del mechalkel. Azeyat mechalkel. That's how he gave us to eat. Kill. He was mechalkel us b'sava. Says the Chassam Sofer Apella. Sok the Chassam Sofer. L'chayra mashevach hu lechalkel b'sava. What does it mean that Rebbeinu Shleim is mechalkel us with sava? Says the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara says that Yisurim is everybody. Everybody has to have Yisurim. It's a Gemara. Sech the Selchin, Tazayna Mebei, Zarechen Tachlis Yisurim. Kitzah Zokter, Lemaisa, what's the reason? Because if you don't have Yisurim, you will mekabel Eilamai. It's a Kishish Yisurim Dav. It has to be Krag in Dain Eilam Haba. You're eating up your Eilam Haba. He brings the Ramban, that the Ramban says, Shehu neged ateva sheyizamin l'adam akol kfil tzayne. It's impossible, piteva, that everybody should get what they want. It can't be. There's no such thing. Rebbein shavat acheshbin. Umatzinu, and this is the point. Umatzinu shemilas mechalkel. What does mechalkel mean? Hainu sheloi b'shefa. Doesn't mean like we spoke. Nit mit chef, afakelt, vi de goyim. Rakide tzarka, and he brings our pasig, vayichalkel Yosef, lechem ufi atof. Val ze onu mishabchim, fakert, that's why we give it shevach to the Eibish, to besova. Kilkaltanu, eh? The Rav Zon, zonu mefarnis and mechalkel. Yes, what's the three lashaynis? When the Teretz is Zon, could be when it's Rav, that Nasach Merevsha. Bisova? Kill Kaltanu. That's Mechalk Metachem, a little bit, drops at a time. Enough Bisova! As Mizalzain Zat. Nishner. Tachem, Mizalzain Zat. Why? Because if not, it's Mekabalay Lamay. Mekabalay Lamay. Sofer says that's the Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael saw that they got a lot of money in Kriyas Yamsuf, the Meir Gad. So much money. The kids, they heard Akol Atlo, Hashem Atzosam, all the terrible things was him Duchigang and Ah. They didn't go through, they didn't get Eilam Hab of Develt. That's Shinishkin Eilam Hab of Develt. They learned the Chassam Sofer. So we have a tremendous Yisrael of Yerabbe Yisrael. Then how does Panasa work? Panasa works that the Rebbeinu Shem wants bedavka. It shouldn't come with a spritz, with a flow. It has to come drop by drop, as we soon will see, with a mahalach. I want to show you over another beautiful Chassam Sofer. You know, in Benchi we say something interesting. Hazanis oilam kulai, das is betuvai. So zan is betuvai. Then we continue. Tamid layat chasalanu vayesalanu mazayu. Uvetuvi agadol. Tamid layechasalanu vayesalanu mazayu. Zan betuvi. Vayesalanu betuvi agadol. What does it mean? He started by saying, Azan es Hakoyel, we remember the Abish Mazan Betuva. Then, yes, Betuva Agadol. We exalanu. What's the difference? Why are we starting with this lashon and that lashon? Zok tichsam sefer. Meir dikazach. The Rebbeinu Shloim was mazin everybody parnos. But then there's something called daigah. They're worried. So hazan es oilam kula betuvay haynu shakosh baruch betuvay meizn chalaylam. When they need it. That's bizon, like he says over there, zon berov. Has bizon it by Yishem Shekht. But then there's bisova, kilkal tanu, which means when we're zat, he gives us little bit. Avshar zayin hunger, it sustains us consistently. Das is betuvah ha-gadol. Avshar fellah, Rabbeisai, listen, it's beautiful. People want to make it rich quick. That's zon. They want a quick berov when they don't have. That's just betuvah. The maila really is besava kil kaltan. We should have and every day get sustenance, mechalkel, and that's uvetuve hagadol. That's with his big toif, with the gutzkeit. The Rebbe Yishem's gevaldige gutzkeit. A big deal once a year, or a steady job every day. No, everybody would jump on the big deal. No. Ich bin doch nicht kein Businessman. Ich weiß nicht, but what do I know? Who helped me out here? The choices. What would you? I thought, yeah, that's what you would think. Jump on the one. The big deal, yeah? He hit the jackpot, the lottery. Ich weiß was. Jedalach, nicht meine Rede. This is not the way we look at the Rebbeinu Shalom being the final source. It's a mahalach. It's betuva. It could happen. Rav Zantanu, epis out of his hunger and hot nish amit amol kikne. The greater chesed of the Eibishter is besov akil kalton. Sustained. Steady. And like an intravenous, steady drip. Now let me tell you why I'm saying this. Okay. Adesai, lam redden, was meint lechem lefi hatof? Was is lechem lefi hatof? Huh? A child is fed. He's fed talefale. What he needs and when he needs it. I want to tell you something. I don't know if because of my upbringing or is it because this is the way I think. Aber ich verstehe, wie amalek Yidden haben gelebt. How did they live? And they lived that everything was talking to the Rebbeinu Shloim Azay V'Atat. And I've mentioned this to you. I think someone here is even sitting here. He once asked, where is the Makar of it? I'd rather have it. It's in the book. It's Reb Chatzkel Abramsky's book. It's there. That Reb Chatzkel Abramsky used to talk to the Eibishter, Rebbeinu Tate, Eilzun Chatzkel is hungerig. Eilzun Chatzkel is kalt. Chatzkel is hungry. Chatzkel is hungry. Then. Tell me, when a child, does he have to store the food, or he's able to go whenever he wants to the father, and the father gives him exactly, and the mama gets him exactly, the batale, the food, whatever it is. Okay, not the strained banana, Shane. Okay, good. The batalas, Ozaina say. Yeah, no. What's the kind of? Vayichalkel Yosef, lechem lefi atof. Who is he talking to? It's l'chol b'nei beisai. Rashi says clearly it was l'chol b'nei beisai. So what does it mean, lechem lefi atof? And the Teretz is even a mahal. Not that it was for the children. It was l'chol b'nei beisai. Oh, but this is how he gave it to them. Lefi atof, azei v'akint. Azei v'akint bet. Tat, ich darf jetzt, ich darf das, ich bin hungrig. Und das ist bezimt. Und das ist, weil ich halkel Yosef, der Zinor hat der Rebbeine schon da weggestellt. Am Mahalik von Panosse speziell verklau Yisrael. You like it? Very good. So I'll tell you. Maybe it's my shot. But I think it's true anyway. I've seen many people busy storing away and thinking with cheshbeinus, and I don't want to get into the halach of it. It's probably mutter. I'm not discussing the halach, but I'm discussing the hashkafa. The hashkafa is ayichalkel Yosef. It was lechem lefi atof. I want to tell you over something that I saw in a svasemis, but not the svasemis from Ger. There's another famous Svasemis, the Barjan Rav, wrote a sefer called Svasemis. Unfortunately, he had the misfortune of giving a name that was already copyrighted, so to speak, that the whole world has said the word Svasemis right away means. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw it, I thought it was talking to Svasemis. And I was looking for it. I finished it. And then I chopped. But it's a different Svasemis, it's the Barzan Rav, an Einikul for Rabshitzin. Okay? He brings a Peldik Medrash Hanelim in the Zayir HaKadosh. The Medrash Hanelim writes, Mem ches tipin hanitafin b'chol yoyim migan Eden. There's 48 droplets that fall from Gan Eden. Every day. Where does it fall? So the Medrash over there says it falls from the Gan Eden HaElyon to the Gan Eden HaTachtein. But then where does it wind up? Here in this world. Zag Barjan Rav, what are these tipit? These are the tipit of Shefa Tzineiris HaPanase. Droplets, yeah? Zag Tatas Del Pshat Lechem Lefi HaTof. Tough is driplets. Lechem lefi hatof. Tipa. Droplets. You know that Beisai? Everything in the Bria needs to be studied to understand Hashkaf and Teira. The Rambam tells it us. The Rambam tells us that if a person looks at the Bria, he'll understand the Ganze, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Hashkaf, with Alf. It's out from the Bria. Isn't it interesting that when it rains, even though there's a nusach, when it rains it pours, when it rains it pours, yeah? But even when it pours, did you ever notice that no two drops come together? They zogin al mechkrea, the science, it's always drop by drop by drop. Tipin. Person has to know at the Rebbeinu Shloim, and don't forget Tal and Geshem. All these things is the Shef of Parnosa. We all know that all the Rishonim. That's the whole Tfilas Geshem. The Chalz, the Indian for the Rebbeinu Shloim. How does the Rebbeinu Shloim send Parnosa? The Cheshbon, every drop. There's a drop. That's not what it is. That's a Mabul. It's Gitzach. That's a mabul. But the male regen is a drop by a drop. So let's end now. What's the reason for this? Mensch darf verstehen, der Samsoif is telling us, because if a person gets all in one shot, it's going to be kibbol olamai. My Zayda told me, the Alter von Slabodka Flagzak, that there's another reason. Ein Hara. A mensch kriegt etwas ageise, he gets a tremendous, because Ein Hara. People look around. He heard Kiba Cook. Look how he won. He won this, he got that. His the Rebbeinu Shalom had gemacht as the emissa panosa. So come in tipa betipa. Nicht auf einmal, and he stelled on this Sipuna at Pesach. The Sipuna says that what was the reason? But midas istapkus, because nobody else had. Because nobody else had. As he said, the Sipuna, that's why Yosef was mechalkel bistapkus. So the Pashup shot is, because you can't have what nobody else has. Say the Flaktibes argument that the pshat is a little different. It's for your benefit. It's for the person's benefit that he should get. Because if he gets it one shot, divas habenisht. Habenkinner. It's sinner. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom shik of Hanoifin. It's not so. I think it's a tremendous hashkafa that they say. Person wants to, you know, chaparayim, something, a break. You're better off. Kriegen tog teglach, was medaf hobin. To be happy with what you have every day. Weil das ist takke da hatzlache. Und das ist takke der derich von der hashpa von panasse, weil ich halkel jesu besach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.